Hello, hello, my dear friends. Welcome back to Script Yourself a New Life, Rewrite Your Story. My name is Alina. Welcome to my podcast. Now, in this episode, I am talking to you about deconstructing the old stories that are blocking us from writing new ones. This is such a dear subject to me. This is such a crucial step in the process of scripting yourself a new life and rewriting your story. Because in order to rewrite your story, you have to have a very clear picture and understanding of what is blocking you. You have to revisit your old stories that have shaped your reality and life so far. These so-called stories can be the stories you repeat on a loop in your head. They can be habits and patterns. This is why, my dear friends, I am taking you with me on this beautiful journey of self-discovery. That first step, remember, I spoke to you about in my last episode. It is crucial to go through in order to gain the clarity and the awareness of what is still presenting in your life as blocks or obstacles. By taking the time to assess and self-audit, most times you will realize that some of the old stories that are blocking you are actually stories you were told by other people about you. That's an interesting concept, right? So let me say that again, because it is so important you understand that most times how we talk to ourselves all day long, those are actually words that have been used to describe us by other people. And what happens is that we start believing these stories. And if we listen, so to speak, long enough, they become our blocks. Blocks that are deeply imprinted in our subconscious minds. Let me paint you this picture, okay? Let's say you have this image in your mind of the most perfect, gorgeous house with beautiful backyard, infinity pool, cobblestone driveway, 3-4 car garage that you really want to build. Well, first you have to have a clear image of what you want. But in order to get there, you have to have a floor plan, a blueprint, I don't know, hire an architect, construction workers. You need to invest in all the materials and build your dream house from the ground up. Can you see kind of like where I'm going with this? You cannot build this solid, spacious, clean, amazing structure on top of an old house that maybe has shaky walls, faulty foundation. Be honest with yourself and transparent. Maybe you need help. Maybe you need a licensed therapist, a professional life coach. But do try to get to the holes, so to speak, in your foundation. Step 2. Have a plan. Remember this analogy about building a house, right? You need the blueprint, the floor plan. Give yourself a timeline. Make it specific and detailed. Make it relevant to your wishes, desires, and your life. Make it achievable and realistic. Work on this a little bit at a time. You know, this is a process. Don't rush it, because in order to rebuild and rewrite, we need to understand first what are the potential blocks and setbacks. Well, step 3. By taking the time to gain clarity and awareness, what happens is you gain confidence. You start to rewrite your story feeling confident. And the confidence will build momentum. Most of us are afraid of change. we are afraid of rewriting our old story and writing a new one. Now, you know, the reason why I'm taking you through this kind of visualization is to understand that our blocks and our obstacles are the same as a faulty foundation, a shaky foundation on an old house. So, you know, you cannot build something new and beautiful on top of that. The same applies to us. By now, you kind of have an idea of what I'm talking about. So you have to have first that clear image, clear picture of what you want your life story to be like. So how do we achieve that? By taking the time to visualize it. By taking the time to strip down old preconceived notions and having the courage to be completely honest and transparent with yourself first and writing down to the smallest detail how you wish the story to be like. Write it out. Do an audit to your life to understand where you are still struggling with the old blocks and also appreciate and include all your achievements and things you are proud of. And you know what? The beauty of it is you can go back and delete and rewrite your story. Remember, you are the creator of your life. You are in charge. There is no right or wrong how to do this. You know, thinking of my own personal life, I have to tell you, I have done this process so many times. And I'm still learning, and every single time I go through this process of finding clarity and gaining awareness, a lot of times I discover something new. But in the process of doing that, it does give me more courage. I have a more realistic view of where I am, what have been some of my setbacks, and what can I do to move forward? Most of us are afraid of change because we don't have enough information and knowledge. I spend most of my time coaching my clients on these steps. We are afraid to change and script a new life because we are afraid of being judged and criticized, and we are afraid of failure. Most of these fears are much, much bigger than they actually are in reality. But once we take our time to see where they originated from and what is the source and the root cause, that will give us the courage and clarity to have the right intentions, build momentum, and do something about it. We find ourselves stuck and paralyzed with fear, which most times leads to procrastination and simply just giving up. So remember, my dear friends, yes, it's your birthright to live a happy, fulfilling life, and you can achieve it. So I want you to literally cross it out with your pen or cross it out in your mind's eye. What you don't like in your story, and you know what? You can just rewrite it because it is your story. I don't want to actually in this process minimize or diminish the real struggles you're facing and, you know, the real obstacles and the hardship you have in your life. Quite the opposite. I encourage you to acknowledge and honor them in order to see what has been a block or obstacle so you can start rewriting your story. In my next episode, I will share with you the power words have in creating the narrative and the vision of the lives we want to experience and love, because words have power and words are promises and contracts we make with ourselves. And you will see how describing about the words and their power, you can understand how that will help you to rewrite your life story. I hope you found this useful. And in the meantime, be kind to yourself. I am so grateful to be here with you. It makes me so happy to be able to share some of my own life experience, wisdom, and what I have learned. And until next time, I send you love and light.